A view from the C-suite.
Time for your view from the C-suite in partnership with Eltron, bringing you closer to the business leaders around the boardroom table where market cap is irrelevant and the interview rules don't matter. And tonight we're talking briefly about corporate governance, which has mirrored the decline in the country's fortunes over the last few years. We can rattle off the names of the companies, Steinhoff, EOH, Tongaat, all these organizations accused of financial mismanagement and misstatement of information. And they recently illustrate how the corporate world has been facing numerous challenges in delivering a clean record. Now, the word audit means to survey or check. Ferreting after facts was once the auditor's main vocation, certifying that information to assure investors of their confidence in those and that a company's numbers were true and fair. But it does appear that investors are starting to doubt whether they can rely on this true and fair statement. Ian Sita is CEO of EY South Africa, an Africa regional managing partner. Evening, Ian, and welcome to the show.
Hi, good evening, Michael, and thanks for having me. Ajen.
You're a homegrown talent of EY, having started with the firm as a trainee accountant back in 1993. You were made partner back in 97. You've held leadership positions all throughout the business before becoming chief executive in October of 2010. So it's fair to say you've got a long view of the auditing profession. Let's cut to the chase. It's in crisis. What can be done to repair the damage?
Yeah, Michael, absolutely. I think it's fair to say that the events of the last 2 years has really brought into question the audit product itself. And it particularly starts with the significant corporate frauds, you know, that you've just mentioned earlier on. And I think what really needs to happen is, firstly, we need to look at the whole ecosystem of auditing, corporate governance, and how that works. So we need to find better ways of the exchange performing its oversight role over the companies. We need to think about the role of boards in looking at management, the lifestyle that they're living and operating in. And I think auditors are going to need to play a bigger role in the area of fraud detection as part of their audits.
And the role here of the external auditors as well, because it certainly looks, if you look at the Tongaat case, it appears as though the Tongaat combined audit function didn't really do their job properly here.
Yeah, you know, Michael, I can't speak for Tongaat or what happened in that audit, and I'm sure over the coming weeks we'll learn a lot more as more news comes out of there. But we do need to look at, you know, scenarios where we have long-standing management teams and companies where we might have domineering CEOs, and particularly when we see the economy is not growing as fast as it is, you know, these management teams are certainly under a lot more pressure. And I think it's in this context that we need to be sure that we're applying the highest standards of ethics at the top, so it's the right tone at the top. And we need to be sure that these companies are complying with these auditing standards and that as auditors, we're picking up these signs early enough in order to protect the investors.
And the idea of mandatory audit firm rotation, it comes with its advantages, also its drawbacks. If you're talking about large listed entities, to get a new team of auditors every 3 or 4 years will come with great cost.
Yeah, Michael, we've had mandatory audit firm rotation in operation now for about 2 years. It's fair to say that it is dealing with the concerns around independence, particularly where the view that auditors might have had a relationship for an extended period of time. What I would say is in a small market like ours, it's creating a huge challenge of choice for listed companies. You know, you might have a scenario where you have a joint audit, so you have two firms already, and a third and a fourth are providing some form of consulting services. So the business community is definitely struggling with mandatory audit firm rotation in this country. And truth is, we're seeing the same thing play out in other parts of the world. So more really needs to be done to look at this issue of audit quality, in as much as we've looked at independence. And I think that's where we really protect the capital markets. More needs to be done on audit quality.
Arjun Sita, EY South Africa Chief Executive Officer, sharing his view from the C-suite, brought to you by Eltron Technology Partners in your digital transformation journey. For more information, you can visit them at eltron.com. Eltron, there when it matters. And that's a wrap for this week. Thanks to producer Andres Mthlangu, sound engineers Mataba Taba Radebe and Mawanda Lorbe in Cape Town. Rod Miller is going to ease you into a wet weekend down in the Western Cape. And in Gauteng, Carolyn Stain has a double bill of winding down as we hope and do a little rain dance ahead of what looks to be another dry weekend. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you back here next week. Good night.